Good morning. Today is January 19th, and you're listening to the the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is very short. It's Proverbs 18, verse 22. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure and receives favor from the Lord. As an avid reader, I read every Christian child-rearing book I could find when Tom and I managed to have three children in the span of 33 months. I knew I was going to need help. I remember vividly the time I discovered that I could begin praying about my children's future spouses from the time that they were babies. What a concept. Given the challenges of marriage, it seems of great value to begin now to cover my children, the spouses God may give them, and their marriages in prayer. The proverb says that the man who finds a wife finds a treasure and receives favor from the Lord. Of course, proverbs are just that, general truths. Although we can't technically call them promises, we can pray from the general truth that will be true for our children. We can pray that if it's God's will that our children marry, that He will give them wisdom, discernment, and a willingness to listen carefully to His guidance. We can pray that our sons will find wives who will be treasures to them and they will be godly husbands. We can pray that our daughters will find godly husbands to whom they will be priceless treasures as well. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you know how tough marriage can be. In fact, the world doesn't often give us the picture of spouses truly treasuring one another and receiving your favor. I pray for my child, Lord, if it's your will that he not marry, please help him to accept that, understanding that you'll bless him for following your will. If he does marry, may your hand be evident in that relationship. The proverb speaks of treasures and of your favor. I want only what's best for my child, Lord, and I know that's what you want as well. Guide my child to the spouse you have prepared, a spouse who will be as great a find as a priceless treasure. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.